Welcome to another exciting episode of Goth Girl Horror, the official Hack Slash podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and tonight on the show with us, we are covering not a Hack Slash comic book, but one that Cassie and Vlad guest star in. We are covering Santos Sisters Halloween Special, or Santos Sisters and Friends Halloween Special. It's got two different titles depending on where you look online. I digress. I have this incredibly cool Archie comic style artwork, or old school Disney style artwork comic book that I absolutely fell in love with. I didn't know who the hell any of these characters were, but Cassie and Vlad were in it, and that's got me hooked on it now to look for other issues under the Santo sisters. Joining me for this episode to talk about this issue, please introduce yourselves one by one by one.
All right, well, I'm Mark Kopernarov, and I write the Santo sisters.
I'm Greg. I do the cartooning.
The artist?
Cartoonist.
And I'm Fake, so I do the writing, and then I do a lot of the behind-the-scenes production work as well.
Give your full name to the audience.
Fake Petrie.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming on the show. Where does the Santos Sisters come from? What is the origin story of this comic book? This is I do absolutely love this, again, this old-style artwork feel to it as well. The paper, you know, original, like, newspaper print comic book, which is very cool.
Yeah, thank you. You want like their origin story, the Santo sisters themselves?
Well, I want your origin story about how you created the comic book. We'll get into who they are.
Sure.
So one thing at a time. Just talk about the comic book and how it came together first.
So yeah, it's something we've been doing for a while. I think it was a natural progression, kind of based on things we were doing before. We were looking to kind of go in a different direction with something else, and I think Greg was kind of just toying around with that style. Yeah, matched up really well with the idea for Santo Sisters and kind of just really took off on us.
I'm sorry. Yeah, originally it wasn't the kind of Archie cartoony style. We were originally going to do like a, I guess, kind of straightforward superhero book, but yeah, like Mark said, at some point I was playing around with this style, and it just kind of clicked that it would work with what we had been writing.
What were you guys working on previously before that you collaborated on this? And how many other people are involved in this book?
Quite a few, just whoever kind of wants to, you know, do something that particular issue. There's quite a big group of us, and we started working together maybe like a decade ago. We did a book called Beef Jams, which was like about basketball mascots and truckers and stuff like that. And that never really took off for us. Stuck with that for a while, and you know, I don't think people ever connected with it like they did with this.
Yeah, well, me and Greg have been working in the comic book industry for, yeah, like a decade, right? Like Mark said. So we used to do coloring work for like Devil's Due. We colored a bunch of their projects, like Mercy Sparks and a bunch of Josh's miscellaneous projects.
Cool.
And then
I helped your mortgage then.
Oh, okay.
Because I bought into a lot of Devil's Due press for both Hack Slash and I think it was Hack Slash and G.I. Joe.
Nice. And then like Mark said, maybe 10 years ago, we got a really nice opportunity to do backups in an Image book called Hoax Hunters, which is the same kind of group of kids. Mike and Steve put out this book called Hoax Hunters, and they let us, before we ever did any sort of like comic book type work, they're like, hey, you should draw a backup for us. And we like kind of crashed into like trying to figure out how to like come up with stories and try to put something together. So that was kind of probably like our first real job. And we kind of did a couple of those, and it didn't really go anywhere. And then, like I said, we've been coloring books for like the last 10 years. And this is the first thing that we've really done that was like kind of a real focused effort in trying to put together like a real comic book. And you know, we kind of look at the whole thing and try to really put together like a nice finished complete product that we're happy with. So it's the first thing that's like that.
Who are the Santo sisters?
They're just average young women who, you know, stumbled into their powers, you know. They discovered these magical medallions that gave them powers. So it's like, what do you say? Yeah, that's the origin story, and the Santo sisters, they're just regular young women, but you know, they've been thrust into this responsibility, the old superhero responsibility. So they're trying to juggle their normal everyday lives, but while also dealing with the super villainry that's attacking their city.
The how many issues have been put out prior to the Halloween special?
I think before the Halloween special, there were it was five, and then we've got a sixth one coming out here shortly. I think that's scheduled for, it's at the printers now, so I'm not sure when the in-store date is. And then we're doing another thing called Amnat Presents Magazine, which is like a collection of comics and articles and kind of stuff about the culture and that side of comics.
So in this giant 48-page special that was put out, I do love this poem by Dennis C. Thoreau. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's close enough. Thoreau, that's how we say it in America. I think in French Canada they'd say it in with a French accent.
Where does who is that? I'm not familiar with who that is.
Dennis, actually he does a lot of he's an editor on the comic.
Okay.
He's like a reporter for some newspaper in Portland.
Yeah, he's a journalist by
A
trade.
journalist, that's the word.
And he's a poet too.
Yep. We didn't even know it.
I used to run around in the poetry scene here in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, nice. What was that like?
Like high school sometimes.
That
Not great.
sounds
A dramatic bunch of whiny babies sometimes and pretentious assholes.
Yeah, I mean, poets got to be in touch with their emotions,
It's
and
beyond that. It just becomes like a he said, she said, like whiny little babies club sometimes.
that par.
Jay Giles Band from Worcester, Massachusetts?
Is the Jay Giles Band from Worcester, Massachusetts? I don't know if it is or
Am I
not.
just making that up?
So the story that Cassie and Vlad are in, which is called Cassie and Vlad in Tricks or Treats, is about one, two, three, four pages. And I was like shocked. I was expecting them to be like in the whole issue. But for what it is, I thought it was very cute, especially with the other characters that kind of show up in it. Who I don't know who they are. The girl in the four goths. I mean, I recognize like the kids dressed in Halloween costumes. Like, we have a Freddy Krueger, a spider. How do you. Okay, yeah, that's a great question. How do you guys get away with the Freddy Krueger, Spider Gwen, alien in Shrek, and the flaming carrot? And Stitch. Oh, Stitch and the Glenda, the Good Witch.
Oh no. I think we just kind of did it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're under the radar enough to not get sued.
Yeah,
I think
it's better.
nobody cares that nobody at Disney cares enough about your comic book to really be like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I th
and
they
at
got bigger
our
fish to
level,
fry.
yeah, and our level, it would probably help us to get either a cease and desist or to get full out sued. You know, that's good publicity.
Yeah, it's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Did you guys approach Tim Seeley or did he approach you guys?
I think we just asked him if we could, because we knew we were doing a Halloween issue, or we were planning to. Yeah, so we just asked him if we could include his characters, because we don't know that many other people with, horror characters that would say yes to something like that.
The scene with with Cassie and Vlad team up with Mercy Sparks and they fight the skeleton army, that was very cool. Love to see something like that, you know, kind of like Army of the Dead, Army of the sorry, Army of Darkness style, which they have done an Army of Darkness versus Hack Slash crossover. But you know, if they ever get around to making Cassie like a real life character on a big screen or TV show, that would be cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
The other story that really stood out for me was the what is it? The Crimson Kiss with the busty red pink skin vampire at the Gentleman's Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that some original character or is that something borrowed?
Oh no, that
So
one's original. Yeah.
you should do a whole
Yeah.
book with her.
Oh, really? Well, we had done a story with the guy. What's his name again, Fake?
Gary
Well,
Antsman.
Gary Hansman, exactly.
Oh yeah, Gary Antsman.
There's
Yeah,
a lot more Gary Antsman content planned. For some reason, we really like Gary Antsman.
I guess we didn't even think about the vampire lady. That's probably a better character than Gary Antsman. I'm not sure.
No one's better than Gary Antsman.
I can just see that definitely, and keep it like keep her costume the way it is. The one thing I noticed about your comic book is there is an absurd amount of like silly tongue-in-cheek jokes, obviously some violence and some blood and guts, but no nudity, which is nice. So you're keeping it somewhat conservative.
Yeah, we kind of go for PG-13. That's our level, I think.
I do like this thing by Greg, How to Draw a Comic Book. That guide, that I thought that was extremely funny.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully somewhat informative.
When you write like someone else's characters, like Josh Blaylock's Mercy Sparks, or again Cassidy and Vlad, do you have to, when you're finished with it, run it by Tim to make sure everything's okay, or do you have the ability to print it how you see fit?
Well, Tim didn't
Yeah.
ask us for any input, I don't think. He just said, have fun.
Yeah, and when we took these characters on too, like with the Mercy and then and the Cassie and Vlad, we really just tried to use like the real like just basicness of the characters. Now we didn't go into too much detail, so like we really just Cassie and Vlad, they're like the slasher hunters. So we just basically wrote a very simple comic based on that one particular fact, and we didn't go too deep because like you said, like when you picked up our book, you didn't know our characters. We figured maybe some people picking up our book wouldn't know these characters. We just wanted to keep it really true and true to the basicness of the character, and just kind of do like a fun story based on just what the characters are. Same thing with Mercy Sparks. We didn't really go too deep into her character, but we wanted to get the fact that that she was an angel, she like just the very basicness of what she did.
An ornery demon lady.
The vampire getting his eyes gouged out at the Halloween party. I forget what story this is. Oh, the Santo Sisters in Bloody Mary. I thought that was that is just hilarious, as one of the Santo Sisters is making out with Batman on the couch.
Yeah, it's a classic move, the eye gouge.
They're sisters, but one's got orange skin and one's basically Caucasian. What's the story with that, with the coloring?
Oh, she likes to spray tan.
Oh, okay. I was like, Santo sisters. I'm assuming they're like Hispanic or Latino or whatever the correct acronym is.
That's a safe assumption.
Let's get into
Yeah,
the
that's the first I'm hearing about the spray tan. I actually didn't know.
comic. You've worked on 7 issues of the comic book. This is the first time you're hearing of it.
Yeah.
The ads in the back are hilarious. They're all fake, I'm assuming, right? None of
No.
them are real.
Not
Everything is real.
a single fake ad.
Oh, wow. How did you get all these advertisers to put something in, or did it help pay for the cost of printing?
Exactly.
Yeah. People love them. We just put out a call for them and on social media and yeah, people, we've got a lot of like repeat
Sure. And
advertisers buying.
it's a lot of cold calling and cold emailing as well. Like some of the bigger ads, like the Gemini that's been advertising with us since issue 2, Playdate, which advertised with us in several issues, which is that like little yellow handheld like video game system. Like, it's a lot, it was a lot of back and forth. So I do, I must have emailed, I don't know how many hundreds of companies, and just, we were able to get a couple that, bought into what we were doing and were willing to work with us. The classified ads is like Greg said, we reach out to like other small independent creators on like social media, and those cost between like 20 and $30 depending on the size you do for those.
I should have done a little bit more of that for the comic book that I'm putting out right now, because I reached out to a few people, but you know, they declined. But I was kind of running out of time. I had been sitting on the comic book for a while, and I should have started doing that like back when the artwork was finally finished and the thing got lettered. But I was waiting on a couple covers that just ended up never getting materialized. And the last person who was supposed to do an extra a secondary cover for me dropped off, and I was just like, oh my God, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I just want to get this book out at this point. You know what I mean?
No,
the ads are, they're a good idea for everyone involved. People like looking at them too,
Maybe
like
we
you were
do
saying.
maybe do a maybe I'll do a second print. Maybe I'll spend the time now, start looking for advertisings to get into like the second printing of it. I mean, second printing is, I mean, not really as much as like the there's no there'll be no difference between the first and second printing. It's not really it's not like I printed like 5,000 copies or something of like that. You know what I mean? It was a very small order that I could afford through the printer, so.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's a really cool idea. I don't see a lot of other independent comic book companies doing that. The American Nature is the company that's putting this out. Is that yours?
Yeah, that's us.
Okay. Do you guys put out other books?
Well, we're going to be putting out the like what Mark said, the another book called American Nature Presents, which will be just kind of like a little anthology book. So it's
Okay.
going to have about three or four different comics, and it's also going to have some like articles in regards to like comic book culture and different kind of related things like that. And then we are distributed through Floating World, which is a comic book shop and comic book publisher in Portland, Oregon.
Floating World, it's called.
Floating World.
Wow, I've not heard of that distributor yet.
Okay.
They're
No,
also a
they do a
shop.
lot of like cool indie books.
I'll have to look into them. Like I said, I got the book that I have out coming up now to do, but also another comic book and coming up, which I will be looking for something for to get the kind of get the leg out there for. We're actually going to be teaming up with a hospital to possibly help spread the word of the book.
Oh, wow. How
Yeah, so
are you going to incorporate them?
they have like the marketing arm, but also they have a wing for the type of patients that the book's going to be catering to.
Okay, interesting. Yeah,
So
that's a good way to do it.
I will have to figure that out. Like, what could this hospital do? This is a big hospital in Boston, and they have the wing for the subject matter of what the comic book is about, which is not superhero related. It is very real life based. It's a very sad comic book too. So, but I had talked to the hospital once upon a time about it, and they thought it, you know, like the person in charge of it said that sounds like something they would definitely love to get involved with. So,
That sounds like an awesome project.
yeah, there's a couple charities that I've run into at various conventions that I've also mentioned it to, and they asked if I have some pages I can send over, and I was like, I do now. I got 5 pages. I got the first 5 pages, so I can send them over. They've seen the artwork and like, wow, the artwork's really cute. And I was like, yep, she's got cute talent to her artwork. So. We shall see. It's a slow process to get through the next 15 pages of art, so we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's going to change the comic book industry, but I'm hoping people like stand up and take notice of it. So,
Cool. Oh yeah.
do you? So when is the next issue coming out? What's it going to be called?
Next issue is issue 6. That's going to be in stores May 22nd. And it's going to be, yeah, just the Santo Sisters issues. And we've got, I think, four stories in it. And one story is actually pretty cool. We worked with this one company that is called Retro. Let me make sure I'm saying it right before I Retro Brands America. And what they do is they like take like iconic brands and they bring them back into the marketplace. Like, I'm looking at their ad that they had in our book. So it's like thing like t they go ahead and like get the rights to these iconic brands that are no longer being used somehow, and they acquire the rights. So like on their advertisement here, they've got like Tender Vittles, Chuck Wagon, a bunch of like old things like that we remember from when we were kids. And one of the things that he had the rights for is there was this old like line of toys called Big Jim back in the 70s, and he's got the rights to two of the different characters. One is called Dr. Steel, and the other one was called Captain Drake. So we were able to incorporate these two like old toy characters. These were like Mattel toy characters into the next next to the Santo sisters. So it's kind of a cool little tie-in we've got with the next issue.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the story turned out really, really cool.
That's fantastic. Well, why don't you guys plug away where people can find your comics?
So we can do santosisters.com is probably the easiest way that's got links to everything. We're on Instagram, Greg and Fake, Santo Sisters Comic. Mark, go ahead and tell him what you're at.
At Cram Backwards.
On Instagram.
Or, I'm sorry, Cram Backward. No S. Cram Backward.
Just one.
If you can't get our book and if our book's not in your shop, a good bet is to go to floatingworldcomics.com.
And then the one thing that we always like to plug in, and I'm sure you do this with your customers too, is that a lot of the smaller, you know, comic book publishers like we are, we ask for people to add our book to the pull list. Like, so when people are shopping in the store, like their comic book shops, sometimes like the shops only stock maybe one, two copies. And if you guys want to make sure that you are able to, you know, get the Santo Sisters when it comes out, add it to your pull list. We really suggest that.
Awesome. Hey, guys. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on Goth Girl Hard, talking a little bit about the Halloween special.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.